Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Listener. Gail is about 40. She handles some situations with all the sophistication of an 18-year-old. Sometimes, though, she behaves more like a child. For example, when she sees her friend Mary, the child breaks through and she applauds and cheers as her friend comes into the bus. Mary isn't Gail's only friend. Others who ride the bus live in the same neighborhood. When they see her, they share greetings, exchange jovial banter, and listen while she talks. For a while. Then, after a few moments, they settle into their seats and turn their attention to their seatmates, their newspapers, or something outside of their windows. Talking with Gail is difficult. She has never learned to consistently modulate her voice, and when she talks, everyone in the bus can clearly hear her every word. And they have heard most of the words before because each day she talks about the same things. On good days, there may be a few items added and some of the older ones are dropped. Constant repetition can become boring. It isn't surprising that most of her friends settle into their own seats and shut Gail out once they've made a token effort at communication. But Mary is different. As the bus pulls up to her stop, she's always engaged in an animated conversation with others. Still, when she comes on the bus, she moves directly to the seat beside Gail. There, she smiles her warm, loving smile and settles in to listen to Gail. Mary doesn't say much. Mostly she listens, and this seems to be exactly what Gail needs. How many people are willing to listen to daily reruns? Not only does Mary listen, but she actively works to keep the conversation going. Each time Gail finishes a topic, Mary asks her a question, and that's all that is needed to start Gail sharing more of her likes and experiences and wants. Sometimes Gail tires before the ride ends, leans against the side of the bus, and takes a nap. Instead of letting this bother her, Mary watches out the window or reads a book. She's there for Gail. And if Gail wants to sleep, that's fine. Why does Mary share her time with Gail? Many others would gladly spend time with someone as vibrant and alive as Mary, and they would provide more stimulating and rewarding conversation. They would share rather than monopolize the conversation. But Gail needs Mary. She needs someone to listen emphatically and give her a hug and kiss when they part. She needs all the Marys that she can find. So do we. We all need someone who cares enough to share their time and their love, even if the Gales of the world tend to be loud and repetitious. Me? I drive the bus and have watched and listened to these two ladies for the last 2 months.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.